radio station of the year.
Bonjour, mes amis, c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme La Tasse de Café. C'est un jeudi matin, le 10 octobre, et c'est temps pour La Tasse de Café, présentée à vous comme un service par notre sponsors ce matin, et ça c'est Prairie Rhone Rice, Bearwood Furniture Center, Allergy, Asthma and Immunology Center, Cajun Catfish, Lakeview RV Park, Perry Pete Ford, Epic Insurance, H2O Pools and Supplies, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Blake's Pharmacy, Bordelon Home Furnishings, Robert Perron Plumbing, Villeplat Transmission, and Pizza Shack. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui font possible notre programme. Tous les jeudis à 16h ici sur les deux stations, sur KVPI 1050 AM et sur KVPI 92.5 FM. Ça, c'est Marc. Et on a Monsieur Charlie Manuel. Comment ça va, Charlie?
Ah, ça, c'est reste de lui et là ce matin. C'est pareil pour une autre édition. Je suis content d'être ici avec vous autres. Et on a pu se préparer, le monde a pu se préparer pour un grand festival qui peut prendre place ici dans le.
And I want to ask you right at the top, Charlie. I had to go clean out my ears because I wasn't for sure if your forecast was correct. Did you say that there's another little front coming and the temperatures are going to drop to 52 Saturday and Sunday morning, Charlie?
We sure did.
52. That's cool.
And you know what we did, my little group that we get together. We did a pre-cool front gumbo last night.
A pre-cool front gumbo.
C'est préparé, tu connais pas. Voir si on avait les bons ingrédients, si on n'avait pas oublié comment faire un gumbo.
It's been a while, hein?
Been a while, but now we're back in the saddle again.
C'était bon?
Oh ouais, on n'avait pas d'écureuil pour mettre dedans, mais on avait la poule et les os. Les saucisses, tout a été bien.
And you said the ladies were invited too?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So the wives came.
We treated the wives. Of course, we take care of our wives.
There you go, there you go.
Alors, Marc, c'est le mot du jour.
Yes, sir.
The mot du jour happens to be second. S-E-C-O-N-D. How would you pronounce that?
Second.
Second.
Second, okay.
Yeah, second.
Second.
How about deux?
Yeah.
Et deuxième.
Right.
You're second in line on this. How about every second day?
Tous les deuxièmes jours?
Tous les deux jours, oui. Eh bien, t'es bien. Tous les deux jours ou tous les deuxièmes jours. The second day. Well. Be a second jour,
mm-hmm.
Ou le deuxième jour. Alors, every second counts.
Tous les secondes comptent?
Mm-hmm. Now, on a different tone for seconds, it has a different meaning now.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Soconné, approuvé, et aidé. When you second a motion, you're helping someone on this. Secondary. C'est peu important. It's a secondary to what the original meaning is, I guess.
Okay.
Now, I won't come to this one over here. The second childhood.
T'es en enfance encore, en enfant?
Enfance.
Enfance?
Yeah, they don't use that anymore today.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all the Alzheimer's or whatever those fancy terms are, but when we grew up, c'était en enfance.
Yes, I've heard that term a lot, Charlie, when I was a kid.
Yeah, to be in one's second childhood, c'est être en enfance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, you don't hear that term used very much anymore.
I don't know why. Second hand.
Deuxième main.
The second main, yeah. The second main. How about the second hand clothes?
Le linge second main.
All right. Well, man, you're hitting it right on the deal. You must have looked over my shoulder when I when I was picking my... all right, how about second wind?
Oh, you got me there.
Second souffle.
So, that makes sense.
Comme ça de prendre mon second souffle. J'étais tout essoufflé après les nouvelles. Est-ce que j'ai pris mon second souffle?
You're okay now.
Et avec ça, c'est le restant du story.
Okay. Charlie, two or three things. Since we're on the subject of second, let's see if I can jog your memory, and this is a good subject for our listeners to call in. Do you remember the name of your second grade teacher? I'll tell you mine, okay?
Okay.
Mamou Elementary, Miss Wilderine Fontenot. Miss Wilderine Fontenot, I don't know if she's still around, but she was my second grade teacher way back when at Mamou Elementary School. And do you remember yours, Charlie?
I sure do.
And what was her name?
Because we had an occasion that I can remember. Our first grade teacher, during the year, I think she broke her leg or broke something, or she had to be out for the rest of the year. She had a sub in there. But when the new year came in, went to the second grade, she requested from the school board or the principal or whoever, she wanted her first grade class back again so she could finish the year.
Really?
So
she had her for 2 years then?
Yeah.
All right.
And
what's her name?
Miss May Miller.
Miss May Miller.
Right. She was my first and second grade teacher.
So not too often you get the same teacher for 2 years in a row?
Nope. But in those years, some teachers would go from one year to the next on this. Right. I've had a double up, and right off of the hand, I can't name them, but I've had some duplicate in there.
And speaking of the Cotton Festival, Charlie, a lot of people are gearing up for the Cotton Festival. And you and I were talking before going on the air that you were part of the festival for many, many years. In my connection with you, I remember seeing you at the Tournoi for many, many years. You were the voice. You were the MC, Charlie. And I think you had told me earlier, you used to do the MC for all the contredanse, right?
Exactly. And also other activities like the coronation of the queen. And in fact, I put it to you this way, Mark. We'd start on Thursday night, and it would finish on Sunday night. And when it finished on Sunday night, come Monday morning, I couldn't talk anymore.
La voix était tout gone.
I wore out my voice every Cotton Festival on this. And don't ask me how many years, because...
That was my next question.
Je peux pas me rappeler. Peut-être que quelqu'un peut nous aider avec ça. J'ai commencé, j'étais beaucoup jeune, donc. Beaucoup jeune avec ça. Je remercie M. John T. Bucky. Je connais pas si tu l'as connu.
I heard of him.
He was, at the time, he was the Farm Bureau man here in Evangeline Parish.
Right.
He was there before Willard was there. And I was a little young chap, and Mr. John T. would come visit with us. We were upstairs in that bank building. So we went to drink coffee one afternoon somewhere one time at Laos, J.W. Laos, which is across the street. That's where our coffee shop was at. And we were chit-chatting. After a while, he pushed two tickets. I said, Mr. John T., I said, wait a minute. And he started laughing. He said, what's wrong? I said, I'm looking for the string. He said, what string? I said, a string attached to those two tickets. I said, there's something that needs to be... I said, where's the string? And he kept on laughing until finally he made his intentions public. Guess what? He says, I need you to MC the Farm Bureau Queens contest. I said, me? Of all people? I said, yeah, Mr. John T., you must be losing it. I said, what you been sniffing? He said, I want you to do it. I said, there's people that have more experience than me and everything else. He said, it doesn't matter. You're the one I want.
Wow.
Guess what?
And you're the one?
That was the beginning of everything.
Wow.
And it all took place at the Evangeline Club. I can remember that. And ask me if I was nervous. Yes, I was. But I The rest of it is a history on this. I went from there, and I could not say no to Mr. John T. after that. I must have done a decent job.
Absolutely, Charlie.
So he's the one that they got me started in all this mess.
All this MCs, we can put the blame on him.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I'm not putting the blame on him. On a quelqu'un la name?
We got some calls, Charlie.
Hey, Anon Charlie, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Bon matin, Charles et Marc.
Bon matin. Comment ça va ce matin?
Ça va fraîche.
C'est bon.
Pour les maîtresses d'école de le deuxième grade. La mienne était Madame Lélémé Bourdelon. Elle était la femme à Harold Bourdelon.
Exactement.
À la ville. À ce temps-là.
Madame Lélémé, yes, je me rappelle Miss Lélémé Bourdelon.
Oui, et j'ai un portrait de la classe. Et avec elle, dans le portrait. C'est sur la grosse escalier de l'école.
Ah, devant l'école, yeah.
Le gym et puis l'autre bâti sur l'autre bord.
Yeah.
Il n'était pas bâti encore.
C'est bonheur dans les années.
C'est juste le main building, le three-story building dans le temps. Là, ils ont bâti la bâtisse.
Okay.
Sur le côté de l'école.
Yeah, right. Je connais qui tu veux dire.
The third and the fourth grade.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The other side was the gym.
Right. I remember that secondary building there. In fact, we were moved into that new building when I was in the second or third grade.
You probably were in the second grade because I did the third grade in there. I was on the second floor.
Yeah, but we initiated that new building.
Right.
Man, we were.
And in the third grade, I had Miss Adele Vidri.
I remember her too. I didn't have her, but I remember her.
She and her sister were teachers. Well, all three sisters. Miss Marita was married to Mr. Clarence, and Miss Adele and Miss Angel.
Uh huh. Yes. I remember
there
those.
There were the three sisters, and there were three school teachers.
And they were strict.
Yep.
Very strict. I remember all of that.
And Miss Clarence himself was a teacher, and then he became president.
Well, Mr. Clarence,
Lower.
He was the principal at Ville Platte Lower.
Yeah, Ville Platte Lower.
But the thing is, when we were in high school, we had, I had geometry with Mr. Clarence. And,
moving in. I didn't have him.
He'd forget to show up sometimes.
Well, I guess.
But the thing is, it kept us on guard because we never knew when he was going to show up. So we had to stay in the classroom.
And you had to stay quiet.
Well, yeah, because the other teachers were looking out for us.
Uh-huh. And then if you would have walked in and y'all were cutting up, y'all would have been punished.
Most likely, yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah.
More like most definitely would have been friends.
Oh, yes. That definitely so. But
yeah. But that was the good old days.
Anyway, that's reviewing some of the years at Ville Platte High, yes.
Yeah, that's the good old days.
I remember those years.
I do, too.
Good enough. Thank you.
Y'all have a good day and enjoy the Cotton Festival, and you go MC whatever you have to do this year.
I'm completely retired, Mary. I'm retired completely this year.
You're too young to retire.
I'm too young to retire. I did my share. Let the next person walk.
I did the same thing with certain things. I retired.
Yeah, but let someone else walk in my shoes for a few years. And this, and then they'll tell me.
Your life.
They'll tell me if it's too early to retire. Okay, thank you.
Right, y'all have a good day.
All right, thank you. All right. Bonjour.
Bonjour, Mr. Charlie.
Oh, not Jacob, is it? Mark a disparu. Il a été. Are you Mark?
Moscone Pop. No, you mentioned Ville Platte High. I believe he's headed back to school this morning. He's going to cover that career fair going on.
Oh, I thought he was going back to school.
Yeah, well, he might be. He might be going to learn a few things. I'm not sure.
We're not going to go there. But anyhow, thank you, and glad to have you. And I'm going to start talking about our sponsors now before we go too far.
All right.
We don't have any more calls, do we? No?
We have a few, but you want to take a sponsor or you want to take a call?
Let's talk to someone else.
Okay,
let's get another call.
Let's see if they're for us.
Okay. Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, Mr. Charlie, it's Stephen.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Hey, I was looking at the paper right here, the bucket track.
Uh-huh.
And I see you and Mr. Mark and Johnny Allen and Earl Taylor right here in the Swamp Pop Museum.
Hey, I haven't seen that one yet.
It's that's a good picture, all y'all.
Is that a new edition of it?
Let's see what is the front here. October.
Okay, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, that's a real good picture, all y'all.
Oh, my goodness. You won't have any mice or rats anymore in your apartment.
That's crazy. That's funny.
Well, thank you.
Y'all look real good in there.
Well, appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, and y'all talking about the teachers and all that?
Yes.
I think my second grade teacher was Kathy LaFleur. That's going back a long time ago, but...
Kathy LaFleur.
I think that was her name.
It might be a possibility that this Kathy LaFleur may have been the daughter to my first second grade teacher, Miss May Miller.
That's a long time ago, but...
Yeah, but it's okay. That's, we've been around for a while.
Yeah, it goes back, 1973, I guess.
Yeah, but that's way younger than us on this over here. Oh. We were back in the 40s.
45 years ago.
For us? Well, no, we celebrated our 58th class reunion back in 59.
Yeah.
So, it's been a while.
It'll be 34 years for me in May next year.
Well, great. Just keep trucking, you'll get to that 50.
Yeah, it won't be too much longer the way time passes.
Time goes by pretty good.
I don't know, I was 51 last month.
51.
But you still young, Steven.
You're getting up there, Steven.
Still young, man.
Just keep trucking.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to talk to y'all about that and y'all good picture right here. Y'all look really good.
Thank you.
And you're not old yet, Mr. Charlie.
I'm practicing on how to get old.
Oh, yeah. I want to tell everybody hello at the radio station. I like all of y'all. Y'all are some very good people.
Well, we try our best.
We appreciate it, Steven. You have a good morning.
Y'all some awesome people.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Do we have any other calls?
Not right now. Let's get to a special sponsor by who we got.
Let's see. Vilplatte Transmission is who I want to speak to
about.
Now, if you're having transmission problems, that's no fun. Come to the experts at Vilplatte Transmission, LLC in Vilplatte. Now, they offer over 45 years of experience. Vilplatte Transmission works on any make, model, standard and automatic, domestic and imports. And they are your electronic overdrive specialist, and they offer nationwide warranty. Free local towing with major repairs, one-day service on most cases, and financing is available also with approved credit. Now, the services include your heavy-duty trucks and all the automatic and front-wheel drive repairs and more. They also accept fuel man. Vilplatte Transmission LLC is open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Fridays by appointments only. They're at 1014 West Lincoln in Vilplatte, or give them a call at 363-4897. Vilplatte Transmission LLC, Transmissions Professionals at your service, owned by Alan Moore.
Well, I heard you talking with Mr. Mark before he left about the cool weather coming, the gumbos and all that good stuff. And how about we take this time to share another good sponsor of ours that goes right in hand with a good bowl of gumbo, our very own local Prairie Roll Rice.
Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Rome. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Rome rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly
and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years, and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at PrairieRoanRice.com. That's Prairie Roan rice, from our farm to your table.
All right, Mr. Charlie, we have another call here on the line.
Okay. Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
C'est Aguilar from Yannis.
Mr. Aguilar, comment ça va ce matin?
Ça va pas trop bon.
Qui y a? C'est pas trop bon.
I'm looking for somebody. I got a $7 bill.
What?
Yeah, you know it's a $5 bill, huh?
Uh-uh.
I got seven on it.
A $7 bill?
Yeah, I can't make no change with that.
Where did you get that $7 bill?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Huh?
Moshkorny Pa, I'm lost.
He's playing with us, isn't he?
Oh, I see. He's just trying to help us wake up.
It's got a storage unit. I don't want to name it. It's hurting. They got a duck of watermelon, $3.99. Regular price. And they want $6 on the special.
The melons are $3.99, and they want to sell them on special. That's $6?
Yeah, special.
Mm.
That must be the special watermelons for $6.
I talked to that boy yesterday. He laughed.
I tell you what, they can keep those $6 melons.
I agree.
Talk about the radio. My son lives in Alexandria. A regular FM, AM, FM radio. You could catch that station or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can.
Radio, huh?
Yes, sir, you can.
Well, once in a while he call y'all, David, to call it.
Right, he does every once in a while.
Yeah, well, I'm going to call, talk to him and say, what number you got to put? 2.5?
Well, 92.5 is AM, FM, I mean.
2.5, yeah.
And 1050 is AM.
Yeah. And then I got a T-shirt that Moses gave me, KVPI.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a KBBR shirt.
You did?
Whoa.
But
yeah.
Well, you must be a special customer in the Eunice area then.
Oh, yeah.
See, if you'd have been wearing that T-shirt, they probably would have had the melon sewn a special for free because of KVPI.
You know what?
I said if you would have went into the place where they were selling the watermelons for $6 with the KVPI shirt, they might have passed you a few of them.
Massive.
But it had a bad weather Friday night, huh?
Not here.
Yeah.
Not over here.
No, but you know, man, there rain almost all night.
Oh, yeah, but that was just a little old shower.
No.
Yeah, but Eunice gets more rain than Ville Platte.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're not going to go into that over here. We'll just say.
No.
We'll just say
the weather.
It would take what we can get.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Aguilar. We appreciate the call, man.
Okay, you got a new man?
Oh yeah, we train him over here.
His name?
My name is Jacob Swallow. I'm a swallow, and I love Mr. Charlie loves the swallows.
New man.
Yeah, he's on the air during the week with Mark. And Mark had to run away. He had to go back to school, so Jacob is taking his place for right now.
Okay, well, had a good weekend.
All right, well, you have one too now.
All right.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, and let me talk about Bearwood Furniture while we can at this time. You know, every week we'll tell you one thing. They have one location and one location only, and they are professionals. They are between Sunset and Karen Crow on I-49, hello, just off of 49. Their address is 4975 Northwest Rail Evangeline Thruway. They are the people that you want to deal with because they know what they're doing and they are professionals. They will treat you like they treat everyone with special care because they want to make your dreams come true. They're going to be willing to hear you out. You tell them what piece of furniture you want done, and they're going to make it for you. Now, it's not too early for the holidays coming up. Be sure that you keep in mind that the Bearwood Furniture Center can do cypress tables, bedroom sets, bar stools, swings, gliders, rockers, children's furniture, all wood high chairs. And they have great craftsmanship also. For the young and adults and the children, come in and visit with the friendly folks at Bearwood Furniture Center, where they custom built to fit your dreams. Furniture for the outdoors as well. That's Bearwood Furniture Center between Sunset and Karen Crow.
All right, Mr. Charlie. And I know the whole week's been nothing but talk about the much anticipated Cotton Festival going on this week. And I got to go yesterday afternoon for that cotton pin pick and pet show and rode a few rides afterwards and had a little fun. But what's your favorite part of the entire thing of the Cotton Festival, in your opinion, over the years? Has it been the Tonwa since you were related? You were kind of, you know, as we mentioned, etched in history with that, or?
Well, I was etched in history with the contra danse as well.
That, yes, sir, that as
and
well.
And the Tonwa, and I did it all during the Cotton Festival weekend.
What about the food? What's your favorite festival food that they got over there?
I don't know. It was all good.
That's what I agree.
It was all good. I'm not gonna say one's better than the other.
I agree. All right. Looks like we might not have another call. If you want to take,
let's talk. Oh, it's Papa Nizot. Not for us.
We're gonna get it here. No,
it's not for us. I didn't want to talk to the girls in the front there.
Hello, bonjour.
Hello?
Hello?
Bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hillary Hill.
Mr. Hillary.
Monsieur Hillary, ma'am.
Comment ça va, Charlie?
Ça va, ça va.
All right. You know, talking about teachers, we had Sister Helen and Sacred Heart from the ninth grade, not homeroom teacher, but from the ninth grade to the seniors. The seniors, she was a homeroom, she was the mother superior at the time at Sacred Heart.
Uh-huh.
And yes, we got her, I guess we had got her mad or something. Man, she was fussing at us, and she says, y'all, just a bunch of scamps.
A what?
I didn't know what scamps was, but we kept quiet from then on.
Did you ever find out what scamp meant?
I'm sure it wasn't a saint. So, anyhow, and you were talking about your gumbo, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
You know, since Carrie's roof started it, I never made a roof since.
Oh, is that right?
Nope. It's as good as mine. And probably better, because sometimes I burn mine a little bit, you know, I get distracted and I have some little black greenies in it. Boy, I don't like that in my gumbo.
That extra seasoning.
I tell you what, Hill, you wouldn't have liked my mother's roux then. That was her signature, the little black greenies. Everyone had it.
Well, my mom said that's when you overcooked it. I'm not going to argue with anybody, anybody's mama for sure, or anybody.
Right.
But my mom said that when you had the little grimies in it, that means that you kind of scorched it a little bit.
Yeah, but mama, it didn't make any difference. She still didn't stop.
Mama, I ate it too, yeah. Anyway, they had mama. Sometimes she made it with the little grimies.
Yeah.
That was a little overcooked, according to her.
Well, the thing is,
I guess she didn't like it like that.
These ladies had a special recipe in their minds.
My mom had to be in her mind, because she couldn't read or write. So
yeah,
there was no recipe. It was a pinch of this, a pinch of that, and a spoonful of that. You know, you couldn't steal her recipe.
I said, how big is a pinch? Well, you don't know what a pinch is? Oh, well, you got a pinch and a big pinch.
Uh-huh.
So,
I know it was a pinch. When she grabbed the ear, I knew what a pinch was like.
Oh, yeah, that was a big pinch, because when she pinched, she twisted. You know how the old mamas, used to do that? She'd pinch you, but then she just didn't pinch. She kind of twisted it while she was pinching. That hurts, boy.
Here, I saw something on Facebook this week, and it had a lot of truth to it, and it showed, talking about that, the mama twisting the ear.
Uh-huh.
On this over here, it says, let's see, mamas with no education raised brilliant men.
Amen.
And she twists the ears.
Yes, hey, I tell you what, and Papa was, twisted ears was good compared to when Papa got the razor strap.
We don't go there.
That wasn't pretty.
We're not going to go there. Don't go there at all.
When we started dancing, we'd dance, me and him.
Yeah.
Hold my wrist, and then we'd go round and round. I was dancing to him. He was swinging.
Daddy.
That's not pretty. That's when you didn't go to church every day.
Like Daddy.
It wasn't because you went to church every day that he was swinging it. That's for sure.
Lord,
it's the good old days. But anyhow.
Yeah, but like Daddy used to say, "Come get you some, Shaq."
Come get it. It's about time you get a little bit. You done forgot how good it was.
You know we.
But it lasted long though.
We first.
You didn't have to do it every day.
You know, we'd fuss because of the fact we were three brothers.
Uh-huh.
And when he'd grab hold, he'd whip all three of us.
Uh-huh.
But, Daddy, I didn't do it. Yeah, but he says, it's in case you're thinking about doing it the next time.
Papa would say, that's for next time.
Yeah, that's right.
They must have went to the same school, your dad and mine.
Yeah, because of the fact that... we really had a good time in the years. We grew up in the right.
Us too. We were nine, so we had a good time. But it was always my fault. I was the youngest one, so anything that happened, it was my fault.
No. At home, being that middle child, believe me, there's something to it. Because when something would go wrong, my big brother would say, "Oh man, he's the one who started. He's the one." He'd point at me. And then it turned around, my little brother said, "Man, yeah, he's the one who did it. Yeah, he was there."
Yeah. Anything to stay out of trouble, huh? Well, all of them pointed at me, so they knew they wouldn't hit me as hard as it hit them, because they were older than me.
Uh-huh.
When you're the caboose, it's not too good either.
C'est comme ça, ça va.
Well, I'll let y'all go, but I'm certainly glad you enjoyed your pre- gumbo setup, so now you can make the real gumbo now.
Right. We were just testing it out to see.
Well, yeah. Well, I think maybe Loretta might remember a little bit of it. You know.
Yeah, but it's not Loretta. The women had nothing to do with it. This was a man's gumbo.
Oh, excuse me.
The women were invited guests.
Oh, they were the queen of the night. Then.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Not only the daytime, but the nighttime too.
Oh, all the time.
Well, yeah, there you go. That means I'm about 24/7.
Merci beaucoup.
All right, Charlie, you take care.
Appreciate it, Mr. Hill.
Thank you for the call, Mr. Hill.
All right, and we're gonna do. Let me do this one first over here. This is. For the Bordelon's Home Furnishings.
All right.
I'll tell you one thing, Jacob. If you've never shopped with some people who really show their appreciation, people who are really, really interested in helping you out and making you decide and finding the right piece of furniture at the right prices, you haven't shopped at Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Believe me, when you go shopping, they have three locations. They got one in Marksville, Charlie Bordelon and Chris Bordelon. They're there, and they're going to make sure that you are satisfied. Then they have the Crowley location. They have Barry Bordelon there to serve you. Then they have the Jennings location. They have Mr. Farrell Dupree there. All of these fine young gentlemen, they're all Cajun boys. that are ready, willing, and able to serve you. And believe me, they offer you some special terms for those of you who may be a little short of cash. With special arrangements, with your credit approved, they're going to take care of it. They offer you a delivery service. They want to do it for you. They'll take care of you like they take care of their mamas. And that goes a long way as in telling you how special service is when you deal with Bordelon's Home Furnishings in Marksville, in Crowley, and in Jennings. Go by and tell them hello for us.
All right, Mr. Charlie, let's take a little short break here and get another word from one of our good sponsors here, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship-trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment. 337-981-9495 or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
All right, welcome back into La Tosta Cafe. We're here with Mr. Charlie Manuel, and I am filling in for Mr. Mark. It's Jacob here with you guys. Call us up at 363-2124. And I didn't catch the first part of the show, so what was our word of the day, Mr. Charlie?
Oh, you way behind time then.
I am.
You're second in line.
Second in line.
No, second.
Oh, second is the word of the day.
Yes, sir.
And how would you say that in French?
Second.
Second?
Yeah.
Second.
Ou deuxième?
So is that why I heard y'all mentioning, talking about y'all second grade teachers?
Exactly.
And y'all are making me, a young man, feel very old because I don't even remember the name of my second grade teacher and I'm only 25. So that's pretty sad.
You weren't paying attention.
I guess I wasn't. I guess I graduated to the third grade, so I paid attention enough to that, but that's it.
You sure fooled that teacher, huh?
That's probably why I don't remember her.
I tell you what, while thinking about things, time is flying on by, and I need to talk about Lakeview Park and Beach. Why not go to Lakeview Park and Beach this Saturday, October the 12th? Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners will be playing at the barn starting at 9 o'clock. Then next Saturday, the Second Samedi, October the 19th, Horace Trahan and the Austin Express will be in the barn starting at 9. Tickets will be $10, as usual, and the campers receive theirs free of charge, of course, in their admission. Come out and support your local musicians. Have a good time. Enjoy your camping. They have over 95 camper sites to fill between here and there for all of you, so they can accommodate a big crowd. These sites include the free local channels and the complimentary Wi-Fi. There's a playground for the kids, a 13-acre fishing lake stocked with brim, bass, and white perch. And come in and spend a weekend at the Lakeview Park and Beach. Call 457-2881 or visit them on the website at lvpark.com.
Another call.
Et bonjour, qui t'y parle? Hello, you're on the air. Nobody. Bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Hey, Miss Penny.
Miss Montana herself.
Good morning, Mr. Charlie and Jacob. We're glad to hear you on the air.
We're having a cool spell here down here, thanks to you.
Yeah, you sent in that blizzard weather temperature must be coming down.
It survived.
I'll tell you what, it's 11 degrees.
Ooh.
Oh,
my bones hurt just thinking of that.
Ooh.
And it feels cold. It really does. So we started getting snow on Tuesday evening, and it did not let up until about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And my truck had about, I would say, you know, in just regular measurement of the actual snow, about 2.5 feet on top of the truck, and it was up to the mid rims of my tires.
Did I understand you saying 2.5 feet?
It's yes, you know how they measure snow is really odd. They say we got like 5 inches of snow. That means we would have had an average of about 5 feet on the ground. So it's about a foot per inch. So, but it's really hard to get all the measurements, but all over the state. And Jacob, up at Flathead, where your girlfriend's family lives or whatever, I heard they got 13 inches of snow, which means it would have been like over the top of the truck.
Yes, yes, that's, you're talking, we don't see anything such as that. We barely see 2 inches of snow in my lifetime here, but you mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned that about Flathead, because my girlfriend come down from Montana, and she, the cool front we had come in is what, Mr. Charlie, it's 50 degrees in the morning, the other 56
morning? 56 degrees, something
yeah,
like that,
and,
52.
She said, "Oh, okay, yeah, it's kind of cool." I said, "Or it's not cold." I mentioned it was cold, and she said, "You're not gonna like when you see what cold really is." And I said, "Well, that's why I was born down here, I guess."
When my son first came up, he screamed for the first day, and I had extra gear for him—hats, gloves, everything—and he was like, "Oh my God, how do you live here?" But you know, you got to get used to it. I guess it's like getting used to the heat down there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It is absolutely beautiful, beautiful when it falls and everything has got those huge white clumps. And, you know, the energy company here takes really extra good care of our lines and things. We seldom have power outage. We have mostly internet and phone outages, you know, that happen.
Yeah,
But it is absolutely beautiful. But yesterday I was too intimidated to go out and grab the snow shovel. So I just, you know, I did what anybody would do on a snowy day. I went back and took a nap. And all of a sudden I hear this bang, bang, bang on the door, you know, like a cop knock. And I was looking at the door, and my neighbor, who's a young lady who works for the county here, trekked all the way through, like snow all the way nearly up to her hips anyway, to bring me cupcakes.
Wow.
She goes, "Here you go, Miss Penny, this is for you," because I don't know, a couple of months ago I had dropped some off for her, but I thought, now there's the difference in youth and old age. She thinks nothing of going through that yard, you know, across the field and delivering some cupcakes on a snowy day, but I was not about to go out there.
Wow,
yeah, it's the weather to stay inside in your comaisons and drink some coffee with a little bit of that Bailey's in it to warm up, and that's it.
Ooh, you got my number, Chef. I'm having some this morning, so just contemplating the day. But I enjoyed listening to the show today, and always enjoy you on, Jacob. And Mr. Charlie, you know what?
What?
You're going to be a hard act to follow.
Oh, no, I'm not that. Nah.
They broke the mold when they made Mr. Charlie. They're going to retire his jersey up in the rafters here at KVPI and in Ville Platte all around.
Oh, absolutely. One of the great voices of Acadiana, for sure. So I enjoy listening to you always, Mr. Charlie. I'm a big fan, even though I give you a hard time.
Oh, yeah, but I love it. The harder the time, the better I like it. You know, I'm gonna use this loosely. Maybe I'm like our president. I like to be harassed every once in a while.
And we're going to shut down the politic talk with that. But thank you, Miss Penny, for calling us, and we enjoy every time.
Okay, and say hi to your girlfriend, and maybe you want to put that trip off this year until the spring thaw.
I promise you, you won't see me knocking on your door with some cupcakes or boudin in this weather.
Well, when you get this way, you do that. So, all right. Au revoir, my friends.
Merci beaucoup, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Miss Penny.
I tell you what, you're talking about cupcakes and the boudin and all of this. I got one that'll top both of you.
What you got?
Pizza Shack.
Ooh, Thirsty Thursday.
Pizza Shack in Opelousas was founded by Tony and Elaine Ferretti. They started this back in 1988, and they have been independently owned. They have been successfully in business for that many years. And believe me, friends, they can back up what they are telling you. They're telling you that they have signature sauces that are made every day fresh, and they have a one-of-a-kind dough that's made from scratch. And all of this attributes to the finest pizza you can ask for, the Southern Way. Go out and visit with your friends and your neighbors. And believe me, I'll tell you this, they feature the coldest beer in town to go along with the finest pizzas that you can order at the Pizza Shack. They're at 1242 Edith Street in Opelousas. You want to order some? 337-948-4838. That's 337-948-4838. And they open for business Monday through Thursday at 11 till 10 p.m. And then Friday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And on Sundays, 5 p.m. to 10. Believe me, friend, if you haven't tried, you are missing out on the finest pizza available anywhere. That's Pizza Shack.
I 1,000% agree with you, and it is Thirsty Thursday for that coldest beer in town. But I got another one. If we're going to stay hungry here, Mr. Charlie, how about this? How about some good Cajun catfish food? Let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Here is your invitation from John DeVille and the crew at Cajun Catfish Buffet to come enjoy a delicious meal tonight. Take advantage of their Thursday night special at Cajun Catfish Buffet. Two all-you-can-eat buffets, just $30. Children ages 4 to 12, only $9.99. Wednesday is Senior Citizens Night. Seniors can enjoy their incredible buffet for $14.99. Their regular price is $22.99. For you crab lovers, Friday and Saturday nights enjoy their crab extravaganza buffet for only $29.99. Cajun Catfish Buffet is open Wednesday through Saturday night from 5 to 9 p.m. with a large seafood buffet each night and over 30 items to choose from, including blue crabs, boiled shrimp, fried fish, shrimp etouffee, also seafood gumbo, jambalaya, and much more. And you can order from their huge menu as well. Phone 363-6006. Cajun Catfish Buffet on Highway 167, just north of Ville Platte.
Bonjour, everyone. You are tuned in to La Tosta Cafe. I'm thinking of something else in my head, but you're listening to Jacob here filling in for Mark, trying my best here this morning with Mr. Charlie. And Mr. Charlie, you got some more words to say? Is that a dumb question?
Yes, sir. Am I ever at a loss for words? Sometimes. I've been known to be at a loss every once in a while, but I don't remember the last time. But it won't be this time because of the fact that I'm going to be talking to you about Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service here in Ville Platte. We're going to be talking about the old veteran himself, the man that's been in the business since 1977. You do the math. He's been in there for a long time. If you got a major job coming up, you need some prices and estimates and all of this, he'd be willing to give you free estimates. Talk to him. Call him at 363-5874. 363-5874, and he can do you some repair jobs and plumbing jobs to repair and change out fixtures, and he can replace old sinks and faucets and toilets and do this kind of work, the service work. He does that for you. He's licensed and insured. Now, the man has a master license, which means he's a master plumber. His plumber's license is 636. Check it out. He is a master plumber. His phone number again is 363-5874. 363-5874 is Robert Perron's Plumbing Repair Services number. Call him today.
I know call, Mr. Charlie.
Okay. Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles? Hello, you're on the air.
They must have got tired of waiting, I guess.
We've been having problems with that one line. I don't know.
It must be somebody caught. It must be Mr. Aguilar calling and messing with us still.
Maybe Mark forgot to pay that phone bill on that line. We'll have to check that out. So yeah. We don't have another line. Nobody.
Nope, on the phone? That was it. That was the only line open.
Are you got a word or two you want to talk?
I do, Mr. Charlie. I do. I have a word from our sponsors with Perry Pete Ford. And
Perry Pete Ford Company is your Ford dealer in Eunice, offering new and used Ford automobiles, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, all at great prices. Come in and let one of their professional salespeople show you their huge selections to choose from. You'll find the car or truck of your dream from their selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, if they don't have what you're looking for, they can find that right vehicle for you. If you're looking for a great deal on a Ford truck, you'll find it at Perry Pete Ford in Eunice. The Ford F-150 is the ultimate work truck, featuring impressive torque and fuel economy. They offer new and pre-owned trucks, and they offer factory incentives, low finance rates, factory warranties, and most important, a friendly staff and professional service. Come in and have a cup of coffee with them. Let them show you why more and more people shop at Perry Pete Ford, 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, or phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
We are back. We are back.
C'est ton
La Tasse de Café.
Ton de Charlie encore. For H2O pools and supplies. Jacob, I want to talk to you about that place. Because I'll tell you what, if your swimming pool is giving you some problems, the water is not right and there's nothing going right, we advise you to bring your samples to the pool water experts, H2O Pools and Supplies, so they can help you get a good aim at what's causing your problems in the pool. Now, they have drain equipments and they have everything that they offer to you for the winter that's coming up. And they're advising you during the wintertime to cover it up, to drain your equipment and cover it up, or to run the pump and the motors weekly to keep the equipment in working condition. Now, in the case of a freeze, we're talking about a freeze right now. Winter has not come around, but winter will be coming around. In case of a freeze, you can run that pump, the motor during the freeze, or drain your equipment, and the lines will keep from freezing and cracking. Now, if you need assistance and advice, call H2O Pools and Supplies in Eunice, 546-6999. They are now open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for all of you from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Come on by at 330 North C.C. Dusson Street in Eunice, or call 363-6729 in Ville Platte. H2O Pools and Supplies, your exclusive dealer for Protein Supreme.
All right, we got a few minutes left, enough time for you to still call in at 363-2124 and talk with us here on Latas. As we've been talking about a little bit of everything this morning, Mr. Charlie, and whoa, right on cue, we might have a call coming up.
Well, you got a phone?
Nope, it's playing with me again.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, let's see.
An odd call?
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Charlie, this is Alina.
Miss Alina, comment ça va?
Mais ça va tout bien, bien. Je me suis rappelé de my second grade teacher.
Oh, okay.
I was searching my brain for who was my second grade teacher. C'était Mrs. Lee Lafleur.
Miss Lee.
Et tous les jours, le matin, quand she'd call the roll, fallait en mettre notre main dessus le desk, a plot, pour voir si notre nails were clean.
Tes ongles?
Ouais. Ça fait, si c'est pas propre, elle dit, je vais appeler votre parent. Et moi, je voulais pas proche à l'appel, parce que Lord have mercy, Pop needs to refresh frotter les mains jusqu'à Amen. But anyhow, that was my second grade teacher. Et j'ai chiqué mes ongles jusqu'à peut-être deux, trois semaines passées, un mois. Deux, trois mois passés. J'étais dans l'hôpital, bien malade. Et chiqué par mes ongles, j'étais trop malade. Et ça fait que quand j'ai sorti un jour, je dis à ma petite, je dis, hey, je chique plus mes ongles seulement. You must come from Oxy, yeah. Except that was the problem. Et à de rappeler notre parents si nos ongles étaient sales. Mais moi, j'ai jamais compris. Nobody had phones then. I pouvait pas appeler personne.
Mais c'est...
Parce que nobody had a telephone. We didn't have one at home. Comme moi, j'étais jeune, non, là, we had it pretty soon thereafter. Mais là, on n'avait pas de phone. Parce qu'on est resté où Cooper is.
Yeah, yeah.
Et il faut aller en marche à l'école, à Villeblad High School.
Mais redire qui, Miss Alina, mais moi, comme nous autres, quand M. Duffy Swallow était notre assistant principal, il menaçait d'appeler Pape tout le temps. Mais c'est comme je disais tout le temps, je dis, quand tu vas l'appeler, je dis, je vais être là. Il dit, qu'au faire, si tu veux être là. Parce que je dis, on n'a pas de fond pour toi l'appeler. Je veux connaître comment tu vas charrer avec dessus le fond.
Mais aujourd'hui, tu ne peux plus embêter les jeunes. Ils sont plus smart que les autres.
Mais les autres, dans ce temps-là, la boucane volée, oui, qu'on disait ça.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Papa was so kind. Ça me faisait de la peine quand Jean a star. He was so kind to us. Ça me fait de la peine. But quand t'es jeune, tu connais pas tout ça. Of course, il nous a jamais fouetté que je me rappelle.
Yeah.
I never remember he whipped us when we were young. Mais on était deux, trois jeunes ici ensemble. My brother Ray and Marie, my baby sister. And we'd play at the house ourselves. Ça fait, on n'était pas contrariant comme l'autre. Parce qu'on s'aimait tous les autres, tous grands, et puis they were working away.
Yeah.
Ça fait, mais quand même, that was my second grade teacher, Miss Lila Fleur, and I liked her in spite of all that. J'ai tout le temps aimé notre école.
Radique.
So, God bless you. Y'all have a good weekend, and thanks for the help you got. And don't quit.
All right, thank you.
Et avec.
Thank you for the call.
All right, most of Rashadi pour Epic Insurance. Everybody's personal insurance center. That's Epic Insurance in Mamou. Because your future is never clear, Epic Insurance is here for you. And our good friend Bridget Bouffat is the owner and the agent of Epic Insurance, and she has the policy that you need for your coverage of any sort that you need. Contact Bridget, and she's going to give you the lowdown on what you need and what policy you need and all that. She's located at 508 6th Street in Mamou. Bridget says, come on down, 468-EPIC or 468-3742. Bridget has the policy, and she has the license, and she's able to stand behind you when you are in need. In the heart of Mamou comes Epic Insurance, everybody's personal insurance, 468-3742. A stop by at 508 6th Street, Mamou.
All right, Mr. Charlie. And you know who we haven't heard from a while on the show? Happy Blake. How about Happy Blake? He called in one day. I believe you were out when you were under the weather. But he called in, and everybody was so shocked. And we got a good laugh out of it. So let's hear a word from him.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya and Villeplat. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim: to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chitanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya and Villeplat. Phone 363-7497.
All right, let's hear another word from a good sponsor of ours, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company.
When it's time for you to do your banking, do you come up a teller short and with a lack of service? If so, you need a new bank. Choose Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. They make it easier for you to make that deposit, cash that check, make a withdrawal, or even make a loan payment. They have tellers you can talk to anytime, get a smile, and help answer your questions. Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, locally owned and operated since 1907. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hometown Community Bank, Evangeline Bank.
TheRealBank.com.
We're your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank. Strong roots and financial wings to fly. We're large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank.
All right.
All right. Well, that's about all the time we have, huh?
C'est tout fini. That's all we got, and that's it. The program is finished. In fact, it's time to get off of the air to make room for our good friend Jacob Swallow. He's coming on Thirsty Thursday. Hot dog. I might grab me a six-pack before I leave here, too. But anyway, the program I did fit for Simon Travada, Blake's Pharmacy, Pizza Shack, Epic Insurance, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Robert Perron Plumbing, Lakeview Park, Lakeview RV Park, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Prairie Roan Rice, H2O Pools and Supplies, Perry Pete Ford, Cajun Catfish, Bearwood Furniture Center, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, and Villeplatte Transmission. Et jusqu'à demain matin, au revoir et que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And as Mr. Charlie said, y'all stay tuned here on Classic Hits 92.5 KVPI FM for your morning show with yours truly. And we got Miss Cheryl on 1050 The Legend with Classic Country Mornings with Miss Cheryl.